Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild night across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. In Haifa, temperatures are cooling down, making it a pleasant evening to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports earlier today that the IDF says it killed a key Hezbollah official responsible for a deadly 2007 attack on U.S. troops. Ali Moussa Dakduk was believed killed in Syria in 2024, but apparently survived. Also, Walla reports from earlier today that President Trump criticized Israeli attacks in Beirut, saying they should not have happened. Concerns are rising about potential missile strikes from Iran. Also this hour, JNS notes that an Iranian general warned earlier today that Israel's air raid in Beirut will not go unanswered. The IDF struck Hezbollah targets after drone attacks on the Galilee. Separately, I-24 News highlights President Trump's remarks this past hour about being close to an Iran deal. He insists Israel's strike in Beirut was ill-advised. And finally, Axios reports Trump's recent comments stating that Prime Minister Netanyahu lacks judgment. Despite this, Trump maintains that an Iran deal remains on the table. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared just minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu briefly left a security meeting to speak with President Trump. Meanwhile, Defense Minister Israel Katz had a separate call with U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Middle East 24 reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Trump spoke a short while ago. Amichai Stein also notes in recent updates that Israel's Prime Minister and the U.S. President had a phone conversation, according to a source familiar with the matter. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel, they detail that Ali Moussa Dakduk, a key Hezbollah figure, was targeted in a strike. This comes years after reports of his death were premature. The IDF confirms this was part of ongoing operations against threats in the region. Civilians are closely watching how Hezbollah might respond. Turning to President Trump's comments, reported by Walla, he criticized the recent Israeli actions in Beirut, especially amid ongoing tensions with Iran. This follows recent IDF strikes in Dahiyeh, raising fears of escalation. Diplomacy between the U.S. and Israel could face added strain. Meanwhile, JNS covers the Iranian general's warning that retaliation is inevitable after the Israeli air raid in Beirut. This threat adds to the already tense atmosphere following drone strikes on the Galilee. Regional stability remains in question as both sides prepare for potential escalations. Separately, I-24 News sheds light on President Trump's comments regarding the Iran deal. His statement comes as negotiations edge closer to a resolution. This underscores the delicate balance between diplomatic achievements and military actions. And finally, Axios highlights Trump's criticism of Netanyahu's judgment. Despite their differences, Trump asserts that an agreement with Iran is still possible. This highlights ongoing challenges in U.S.-Israel relations and the broader geopolitical landscape. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Elon Musk has become the world's first trillionaire as SpaceX debuts on Wall Street. The company's IPO proceeds will support future projects, illustrating significant investor confidence in space exploration. Separately, Walla Business reviews new government plans to expand assistance to the north. This includes kibbutzim, as security data updates eligibility criteria. It's a move aimed at boosting regional economic stability and resilience. And finally, CTEC explores the evolving job market in Israel. NoTraffic's chief people officer, Liora Katz, discusses the growing importance of flexibility in hiring practices across the tech sector. This reflects changing priorities in Israel's startup ecosystem. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.